If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben, and this is Sia. So here's a question for you. Have you found the right job for you? And I don't care if you're right out of university, right out of high school, you know, you're mid-career, you own your own company, whatever it is. Are you doing what you should be doing? Or are you doing something because you're sitting there going, well, it's comfortable, I make a decent amount of money, I have, you know, some flexibility, and nobody bothers me. And the question is, none of those are bad things, if that's the right thing for you. We all need to understand what motivates us. What motivates you? What gets you up in the morning? What gets you excited? What makes you sit there and say, you know what? I want to go to the office. And it might be, I wanted to go to the office so I can do my job, so I can make money, so I can come home and do what I really want to do. And that's okay. But when we wake up in the morning, we need to understand what our motivation is. We need to understand, what are we passionate about? What are we excited about? What are we good at? You know, where do we add value, and where do we feel that people find us valuable? Where do we belong? Sia, let's gnaw on this.
Why'd you have to add the where do we belong part? Dang, man, like, shoot. Look, you got the song, the Disney Hi-Ho, Hi-Ho. It's off to work we go. I just like to sing Hi-Ho and it actually being legit. No, man, I got to tell you, this, when you proposed this topic to me, could not help but go, yeah, this will be a good one. Because you know why? I was in my 40s before I realized, oh, I think I found my real calling. So, yeah, there's hope for everyone.
Some people don't get there till they're 60. So that's so cool.
And the sadder part is there's some people who'll never realize it, right? So I think us gnawing on this is a way for maybe to everyone at every stage of their career to wake them up to be like, dude, our time on this planet's way too short. Mm-hmm. Find it somewhere. And I get it. I get it. We have responsibilities. Yes, we have to feed ourselves, our families, our children, you know, our four-legged children that I'm sure she's walking around right now. But there is a way to, even if you're doing a job that you really don't like and you have to because of financial considerations, then find a balance that you can do something on to the side that still gives you that fulfillment. Because look, man, we can't all do what we dream about doing. That's just not reality. I mean, and anyone that professes to be like, dream your dream and do your dream and you're going to make $1 million, to me are charlatans, by the way, of which shout out Ride. The Charlatan and Ride concert just going on right now. Woohoo, great show. You just cannot listen to those people who will do that. So I am diverging just a little bit, but it's just because I feel like we have to live in reality to say, you might not be doing what you want to do. So let's figure it out. Is it maybe within the realms that you can still monetize it, right? But at the same time, okay, if you can't, then what else can you do on the side that will maybe supplement? That's my argument.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I ran into somebody the other day, and she's a vice president for a fairly large corporation, unfulfilled with her life, totally unfulfilled with her life, mid 40s, you know, has been in the corporate game her entire life. She's got a side gig.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't make enough money to be able to sit there and throw her keys on the table and say, hey, peace, I'm out. I'm going out and do the other thing. But it enables her to come home on nights and weekends and do something that totally and absolutely fulfills her. And maybe someday this will become her full-time gig. And maybe someday she'll be able to make enough money to do that. And that comes down to motivation. How much are you unhappy with your 9 to 5? Yeah. Are you so unhappy that you're willing to throw it all away and work on something that you're going to be making half or a quarter of what you're making on your regular job? Or are you going to sit there and say, you know what? I can make some additional income. I can do what I want to do. I can build a side business. I can have that sense of fulfillment. And somebody else is paying my bills at the same time. And I can still do those things. And someday you may transition. Someday you may not transition. You may just have this side gig going the rest of your life. But that's okay. Not everybody is designed to be a full-time entrepreneur. No. Not everybody is designed to be an entrepreneur at all.
No.
And we all need to sit there and say, what are the things that we can do in our life that give us the fulfillment, that give us that feeling of worthfulness and the feeling that we actually belong? Because I truly believe that belonging is important. You know, we need to sit there and say, hey, listen, I'm here for a reason and I'm in my pocket. And not only do I love doing this, but the people I do it with love that I'm here doing it with them. Podcasting for me 11 years ago, when I first started it, it was a hobby.
Yeah.
It was absolutely a hobby. It was like, you know what? I just want to be able to tell stories to the world. Wasn't a full-time gig, wasn't getting paid. In fact, I didn't make a dime off of it for years. Probably for the first 2 years, I didn't make a penny off my podcast. It was costing me money. But it gave me something with a sense of purpose, and a sense of belonging that allowed me to build a craft that allowed me to be able to transition into doing what I do today. And we never know what's going to happen, but we certainly know what's going to happen if we do nothing. And the answer is nothing.
Yeah, that's a true statement, man. So let me ask you this, because we could really mull this over quite a bit. But I know when I left in 2017, and I left, I was given a package. Mm-hmm. It was a riff, all that good stuff. They were like, hey, if you want to find another position, because the company's big enough to find another gig and whatnot. I just couldn't stomach it. I just said, dude, just give me the package. I'm out. I was breaking out into hives, Ben. I went from being in a career that I loved. I was so gung-ho. I was like, I'm in it to win it. Let's do this, right? I was having fun. I was actually having fun. But when you stop having fun, man, work is tedious. It is so, and it's stressful. That's why I was breaking out into hives. I knew I wasn't going to achieve a certain goal that was set for us as a team. And I'm like, there's no effing way we can pull this. There's no way.
Right.
And I knew, and it's hard to go to your management team week in, week out to say, yeah, not happening. Still not happening. Oh yeah, 6 days ago when I said not happening, nothing's changed. Let's try this one more time.
I meant it then and I meant it now.
And it's that lack of control over certain things of that nature, right? Like that for me made me lose passion a lot, because it was like, well, you're asking, it's almost like you're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm not being heard. I'm not being valued. And that's where a lot of people start slipping away, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not knocking management. It's just a company thing that they were like, you got to hit these numbers. It's like, okay, it's not my managers. It's above and pay grade kind of thing. Actually, it's a stockholder. So thank you, stockholders.
Well, anyway. That's what it's all about. It's all about being able to save face on the stock price. That's what quotas are all about. They're made up numbers to be able to inflate the stock, to be able to make sure that the stock price stays up. That's what it's all about in a public corporation.
Yes, but, yes. Okay, I digress.
But we do digress.
I apologize. So yeah, when I left in 2017, I literally took the package, sat down with my boyfriend. I looked at him. I'm like, holy smacks. I've been working for 20 plus years. My identity has been wrapped up in the idea that I was in tech sales. I was working for technology companies that were, revered and, respected, maligned at times, but whatevs, but you lose yourself in so many ways. So it literally took me a year and a half to figure out what the hell and who the hell CEO was. Mm-hmm. And it was an exercise that was painful. I am not making my corporate salary, but I don't need to. I'm happier. I am a happier person. I am more centered and grounded, and I'm doing what I love, which is you and I hooked up and we're having a lot of fun to gnaw on things like this. But you know what? we have so many, we have a bigger following than we all realize, because there's people who just watch, will never comment, they'll never share, but they are watching us.
And they're appreciating it.
And there have been, what, a couple weeks out of the last, what, 2 years that we've been doing this together, where people are like, oh, you're not on this week? It's like, well, I'm sorry, you're watching a repeat. Like, whatever, you know? You know, like, but that's, it's like you're noticed when you're not there, right? So,
right.
If that passion is underwater basket weaving, I say find a way, if it can be monetized, then ride that wave out. If it's something that's really more of a side gig, because look, not all passion passions are a long time career monetizing.
They're not all revenue generating.
I mean, look, if I could, like, you know, get paid to eat, which, by the way, I really do want to be one of those, like, critiquer peoples. I got to tap into that one. But you can't do that all day. You know, it's like, you know what? It's like wine tasting as a professional, like being a sommelier, right? You're tasting a lot of wine. You can't be sipping and drinking every single, you got to spit that thing out. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to do your job too.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I know I'm going off on tangents here, but, like, I don't know, man. I mean, part of me feels like find a hobby that's adjacent to get your soul, right? Because I never did it when I was at corporate.
And I think I'd love to ask the audience, I mean, what are the things that feed your soul? And are they things that you can monetize, or are things that you're going to support, but they're so important to you, to who you are and your reason for being, that it's a reason for you to do them anyway, whether you're going to make money for them or not. And I think we need to sit there and say, are we living to work or working to live? And, you know, I'm not a believer in a work-life balance. It's life. You know, there's life. We get up in the morning, we spend all day, we go to sleep. At the end of our life, we go to, you know, we take a long nap. You know what? Sometimes you're going to work. Sometimes you're going to spend time with friends and family. Sometimes you're going to do stuff you enjoy. Sometimes you're not. But when we can sit there and find things during our day, or during the work that we do, that sit there and go, wait a second here, I'm really interested in this, being able to go to leadership and say, hey, I just noticed this. Is there a way that we could test this out? Is there ways that we could, you know, see whether this is work? Could we run a pilot for this? And be able to figure out ways to make it so it's non-threatening, that it's something that's valuable to them, and it's something that's going to allow you to do something different. Why not? You know, ask the questions. Great leaders will find ways to make things like that happen, because they need their people to be passionate. If it's going to advance the company and it's not going to cost a ton of money and there isn't a risk involved that could sink the company, why not? You know, if leaders should be thinking that way with their employees, you know, it says, how do we enable them and empower them to be able to be passionate within the confines of what they do? And be able to have these side products. Google does that.
Yeah.
Google has, like, what is it, one day a month or one day a week or something like that, where they're allowed to work on side projects that have nothing to do with their job, and they get paid for it.
Yeah.
And the amazing, incredible things that have come out of that time of innovation, we need to get to the point where we're getting beyond, it's not my job. It's not within my scope of work. It's not within, you know, the time constraints that I have, and sit there going, why not? Let's try this. Let's experiment. Let's risk a little bit. Let's change a little bit, and realize that it doesn't matter if you're 25 or 55, we're all able to change, and we're all able to come up with ideas that enable us to go within the scope of our reality and make our lives a little bit better, so we can get up every morning and be excited.
Intrapreneurship. I think one of my, you just reminded me of a buddy. I haven't talked to him in years. I really should reach out to him. He reminded me, he was telling me about how he spends time with his daughters first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. He actually wakes them up early, and he puts them in a calmer state so they're not rushing to school. Nice. So he's like, yeah, no, I get up at 5, or he gets up at 4, and then he wakes the girls up at 5, and he goes, and we spend the hour just, you know, yeah, there's going to be sleepy mornings, but at least we have that hour together to kind of like get them going in a good mindset. And he actually poses challenges, like, and he gamified it for them. So he goes, hey, you're the CEO of this company. And he gives them real business challenges. And he asks them questions. And what he's doing is fostering that creative brain and that problem solving. It's almost like entrepreneurship in the family, because he often will set it up for dealings within the family. Mm-hmm. Like, so he treats as like, you know, kind of made the family corporation, if you will, and be like, okay, well, the gardener needs to come here and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there's a scheduling conflict. So how are you going to align resources? I mean, the story he was telling me was just freaking amazing. And these kids were like, I think he said 8 and 10, I think he said at the time.
And they're learning how to problem solve, and they're learning how to extrapolate and how to think on their feet and how to look at things through different lenses.
100%. I think it's gorgeous. And I love what you're saying. And I think that's where I would like to leave our conversation, which is, you know, look, I love the idea of, if you're in a corporate environment, the entrepreneurship idea of like, hey, maybe you have to do the job, guys. Look, you have to do the job, right, to get paid. But if you have an opportunity to make money off your passion, hell yeah, go for it, but do it wisely. And if you can't, maybe find that balance. Maybe if that hobby, you know, again, underwater basket weaving.
You love your underwater basket weaving, girl.
I do. And wait, underwater basket weaving and singing country. I mean, that's like a total niche, like, woo-wee, right? So from the 40s, I mean, like, look, you may not be able to monetize that unless you have a very specific niche that's about to, you know, consume that. So I don't know, balance it out. But I encourage everyone to even think, just think about it. I think that's my ask. Just think about it.
And let's leave it there. I'm Ben.
And I'm Sia.
And we'll see you soon.
Hey, hey, hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This, Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. And if you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at yourbrandmarketing.com or me at brilliantbeammedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. So see you next week for another episode of Not On This, Business Bites.